Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Just gone 7:50 Central African time at that time of the morning, where we join our very own counselor, Ahmad Parak, the man of action who gives you satisfaction. Ahmad, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And tell me, how are you doing this? Okay, cloudy, drizzly, the wind has gone morning. How are you doing, Ahmad?
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan to all our radio listeners on a beautiful Sunday morning. Shafad, it is lightly drizzling, but alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us with another day with the rain, so all our sins can be washed away, so that we are ready for Ramadan, Shafad.
I like that feeling, right? So we're ready for Ramadan, and we know we have spiritually, we want the high octane to come in to feed our souls with spirituality. Well, how's the kafan dust inside? What's happening, Ahmad?
Shafat, there's a big cry regarding bodies are rotting in government mortuaries regarding because of the load sharing. But alhamdulillah, we in KZN have taken drastic measures from January, but so there is no major issues or anything like that, that the bodies are rotting. But in the other province, they have got a major issues, because they have got bodies that have not been identified for a very, very long time. So that's where the problem is at the moment. So that's where the matter is. And I think they are looking into it. But the problem is, you know, every department in government is on strike at the moment. So you know what is happening at the moment. You know, Hamid, patients has died in Peter Maritzburg Hospital. They don't want to allow patients to get into hospitals. Doctors are not allowed to get into hospital. Now they're even thinking of dragging the South African Police Department into the strike here. And then obviously, you know, there's SMSs and WhatsApp are floating regarding the 20th, where they want to have a national stay away. And, you know, we only hope Allah make it easy for us, that there will be no looting or anything like that. So there's a big issue for us that is concerned, and they're trying to drag. And if they drag the police force, then you won't have no law and order. So that's where they are trying to bring all these departments in. But in terms of the law, you know, police and the doctors cannot go on strike. That is one of the rules that you know, when you sign the contract, that is the contract you sign, that you're not allowed to strike or anything like that, Shafar. As far as the other issue is concerned, alhamdulillah, you know, our Rescue 786 has taken off on the ground. You know, you won't believe it. We are doing like plus minus 4 to 5 little cases that you know, people need to go to hospitals. People have to, especially with the strike at the moment. So we are assisting them to take them to private hospitals where they can get some treatment. And we're trying to some private hospitals, you know, the very serious cases, that are actually assisting the poor people, that, you know, instead of the government hospital, the government hospital for the last week is not at work. So this is a problem. So alhamdulillah, we have been shipping some of these patients from the government hospitals to our private hospitals and assisting them. So alhamdulillah, what is very, very important, that is the good news, that, you know what, in a short period of time, we launched sometime in the second week of December, within like 90 days, we have already got 2 ambulances on the road. Alhamdulillah, we are now just waiting for our license, should be granted anytime in the next week, 2 weeks, we'll have our license. So inshallah, we'll be there. That is the good news. The bad news is, Shafat, you know, the monies are in everybody's pocket. They need to assist this organization to assist us to you know, to give service to the community. And, you know, this ambulance service we have put on for the community. It's not for anyone else who cannot afford it. That's the reason we came in to the domain, to assist the people that people couldn't make it to the hospital in time. That is the reason we put this ambulance service. Now we need the community assistance in terms of, you know, whatever they can give us, 500, 200, 1,000 rand, whatever. We need that funding so that to keep the level, so we'll be able to, you know, our expenses are quite high because we got fully fledged paramedics, and this is what we need. Shafar, our account detail is NMJ Rescue 786. Our account detail is Overport City Standard Bank. Our Lilla account is 051-242-435. Is the Lilla, I repeat that, 051-242-435 is the Lilla account, and the Zakat account is 051-242-451 is the Zakat account. So if, you know, we humbly request via this radio station of us to our community, if they need, we from the script today we'll be able to send it out as well. They must try and assist whatever, even Lilla, Zakat, because there's a lot of Zakatable case that we ship from A to B, from the house to the hospital, or from the hospital to the house. These are Lilla cases. We need whatever funding we need, it will go to a good cause, Shafat.
Yeah, Ahmad, Allah bless you for your noble thoughts there. Looking at a message, it says, Assalamu alaikum, my brother Shafat Ahmad Khan, Ahmad Padak. I really enjoy Marcus Sahaba as a whole. I must embrace and celebrate our Mufti A.K. Hussain for launching such a beautiful radio station. Allow me, Ahmad Padak, to make a suggestion. I'm a retired principal from a well-known Islamic school, but I wouldn't give you the name. But I want to make a suggestion that our children are losing it. They're losing the reality of death. They're becoming very materialistic. They're becoming narcissists and so forth. I would suggest that Ahmad Parak and the burial societies should insist that these Islamic private schools should visit the Qabristan every Thursday. I'm waiting for Ahmad's comment. Ahmad, how's a suggestion from a retired principal?
Shabadi is 100% right. Whoever the principal is, you know, he's been in a private institution and an Islamic school. He knows the reality. In fact, when I was the chairperson for the last 25 years, you know, I've been going to all these institutions, Orientalist Islamic school. I used to go to various masjid and talk about death. And what happens when we see post-mortem, what is natural causes, why we have to hasten towards the cemetery. All these things I used to talk, and the reality. And then also we used to get Orient Islamic School, the old boys, they used to come twice a year. They used to come and clean the graveyard and bring all the students to come with the small spades, and we used to give them brooms. They used to sweep the graveyard. You know, that is reality there. Sooner or later, one day you have to go to that 6 feet down, whether you're 100 years, whether you're 80 years, 40 years, you know, whatever it is. When your time is up, you will have to go down, Shabbat. And we're seeing what is happening at the moment. Today, the guy is fit. You met him in the mosque last week, Friday. This coming week, you get a message that he's got full-blown cancer, and he, you know, this is in the last stages and all. This is what is happening at the moment. So, suppose people need to realize that, you know what, we have, and you know what, also, very importantly, the ulama and the institution, all the Jamatul Ulama, the Sunni Jamatul Ulama, all these ulama need to have, like, one Friday, talk about these things. And in fact, the irony is, I remember I've said over and over, when we had in 1 year 38 suicide, and when we went to Jamatul Ulama and when we spoke to them how what we should be doing, and they spoke about it in one Jummah in various masjid, one topic, we reduced it to the next year to two. So that's how the member has got so much of power from the member to when they speak about death, you know, and it, that 15 to half an hour message that when an alim speaks from the member on a Friday, the people are there, they take that message home, Shafat. That is very important. And you take a good topic on a Friday, people want to listen to it. You know, when I used to go to various masjid, you know, I used to get calls from all over, up to Cape Town. When are you coming? When are you coming to Cape Town? We heard you there. We heard, you know, a brother heard me in Sikalik Masjid, the Masjid al Taqwa. One day Mufti Sahib gave me the platform there, and the brother was there from Cape Town. Within 2 weeks, I was already on the plane to one Juma to go and speak in Cape Town. So this is what people want to know, what is happening on the ground, what is dead, how post-mortem is done, how do we open post-mortem, why is the delay in post-mortem, all these things people want to know, Shafat. Then the biggest protest ever took place in Tel Aviv with 500,000 on demonstration that is happening in Israel. Now they're getting what they're supposed to be getting a very long time. I think the people in Israel have realized what is happening, and that's why they've gone to the streets, the Shafat. Then the Japanese, that wastewater they put dumping into the sea, and I think China is correct in making sure that doesn't happen, because it will affect that lot of sea, your fish and all your fisheries, your boats and everything will be affected in that region. So I think South Korea have also taken a decision that they will make sure they will put a stop to that, Shafat.
Well, Ahmed, when our segment is on, all the messages come through, and this is from Brother Musa. He says, Assalamu alaikum, Ahmed Parrott. A great show indeed. I want to know about the state. The state is claiming that it has irrefutable evidence against Zandile Gumede that it will convince the Durban High Court that this lady is accused, and 22 accused will all go behind bars. I'll be so happy this happens, but will she pay back the money? Ahmed, how do you respond to Musa there?
As far as the money is concerned, Shafat, that money is gone. There's over 420 million has gone down the waste there. Nothing happened. DSW, we didn't get those trucks, what was promised to us, all that is. But as Zandile Gumede, I think, her own allies have going to have come up to save their skin. So I think now she has come to the end of the road, and I think all those that were involved in her, I think they'll be going behind bars there, Shafat.
Yeah, Ahmed, and also you look at messages that are coming through. I have to sift through this. Let me go to that. Yeah, the fourth one there. This is from, that one there. Yeah, it's from, what's his name? Rashid there. Rashid says, Assalamu alaikum, Ahmed. I'm aware of a certain individuals that stole money from Itikweni, and then they resigned. And now they got jobs with other big organizations. What can we do, Ahmed? We need to name and shame these individuals. Ahmed, how do you respond to Rashid there?
Shafat, if Rashid got solid evidence, we have got at the Itikweni municipality a special unit especially for corruption and fraud. He doesn't even have to give his name. He has to send that through. They will have to, once a letter comes to that department, they have to investigate, and that is it. And there's no two ways about it. And if he's got evidence to that effect, and now he has joined, what they do is they resign there, they take what the loot is from the council, and they go and start something else, or they go and join a huge company, because then they will still get the spin-off from the Itikweni municipality. So if you've got anything solid, then you need to go and report it. That's the normal thing we should do. And if everybody sweep it under the carpet, you're giving them more opportunity to take what they want, Shafat.
Yeah, the worrying factor there, Ahmed, is these individuals, they know they did wrong, but they still go and get another job. And I'm wondering how that company allows them to get a job. Maybe it's like a connection company, or maybe that guy is his pal or something who gave him the job. But the bottom line is that 10 days rogue will get caught one day, Ahmed. I think we need to emboss and emphasize on this point. No, you think you're getting away, but if you get away in this dunya, in the akhirah, Allah is going to call you for accountability. But talk to us about this. They always wheeling and dealing and ducking and diving, Ahmed.
Shafat, what happens in council is when you're doing deals and when this tender fraud's coming in, that you got a person on the other side who is doing the work with you and all that. Eventually, what you do, the heat is on in council, he leaves. Now he has to go to his base there because he's been servicing him with a lot of tenders and everything. So the guy will take him on just to keep the things under wraps. So you rather have the devil than the devil you don't know. So they bring him closest to him and leave him at his company. Even if he doesn't do anything, then he makes sure that he's taken care of, because at the end of the day, he gave all the tenders, he made money, and the company made millions of rands in this transaction. And that's how government works in this country, Shafat.
Now, you know, there's a council, you're working in a council and you're surrounded around you. There's only sharks and this shark and doing this deal and that deal. But you, as an individual, you're on the straight and narrow. You're doing your work. You're doing it the right way. Surely it's going to be very difficult for you and these wheelers and dealers and these people that are, you know, are not so off sober habits will be looking at you in a very cynical manner because you're not part of the team, Ahmed.
Shabbat, you know, just recently when we wanted to, when they brought a motion of non-conference on the city mayor, Kaunda, I was offered 250,000 rands to not come for the meeting so that they will be able to get the votes and everything else. I immediately reported this thing to my head office, to HNSA. I said, this is what happened. This is what I've been offered to stay away, not to come for the meeting. So, you know, things like this happen all the time. And you know what, Shafat, you know what was the blessing for them was for the government was when the flood took place here in the part of April. So they've got a policy, they got a section 36 where you don't even have to bring it before everything. You have to bring it before the council for endorsement, bring it to the committee then sanction it, then it comes to the council sanction that thing, and then only things get paid. In this case here, everything becomes urgent. Section 36 allows them not to bring it through the council because now it became urgent. So that's what they use. And then what they do is, especially when the council is in recess, that is the round about from the 12th to the 14th of December when they go to recess right up to January, round up or till the end of January when they go on recess. There's a section 28 giving the power to the mayor. That's the same thing they use. So they said this is became urgent and they just put it through and then it has to come to us. We want to know. We stopped it in the last meeting. We said, no, we're not going to endorse this thing. It must go back to the committee. We want to know why it is so urgent. What was the urgency about this matter, that matter? So we bring in it. So in terms of our standing and counsel, we're not their friends or anything. We are there to make sure accountability is there. And fortunately for us, in impact with the money transaction takes place and all that, we fortunately have got one seat there where we look at every, we scrutinize everything. So therefore, we're not in favor with the opposition party and all. We go with especially the other parties and all that. When it comes before us, we always shoot it down. But what happens is they got a block. The ANC got 93 seats and with all our opposition, Shafat, this thing just get passed in council because they have got the block where they got all the smaller parties, there's about 14, 15 smaller parties. There's two seat, one seat and all that. Those are the guys who will stand with the ANC and selling us. And what is very, very sad, Shafat, and importantly, and the community must know, we got our people there in council. They are councillors. There may be PR counselors, there's no ward counselors, there are PR counselors, and they are standing with the ruling party. And how, when we're voting against that decision, they are voting with the ruling party. How are they going to answer to the community and to Allah, Shafat?
A good point there indeed, Ahmed. And as you said, how are they going to answer to the creator, our maker, and our sustainer? Yeah, I'll do this one. Iqbal from Westcliff says, Assalamu alaikum, Ahmed Parak. I'm a big fan of Makozi Cause. Why don't you bring her back to action? I say, she'll be a big benefit. Bring her back, Ahmed. Okay, Ahmed, how do you respond to our Iqbal from Westcliff?
Shafat, I worked with Makozi Cause for about about 3 months, I would say. When I got elected, and Shafat, to be honest, she's bad news because she comes from the ANC. She's got the style on and the workings of the ANC, and it never fitted with our system. And furthermore, she defined our party's constitution, And when we told her not to take a seat in council for that reason, and then our chairperson, Herman Mashaba, is very, very stringent and very upright. He told her, you know, if you don't resign, you need to step down. And therefore, she was moved out from our action essay, and we told her to she had to resign from our party. And in fact, she didn't bring any value. In fact, if I came in early and I worked on the ground, I only went on the 28th of September, and the 1st of November was election in 2020, and then 2021. And, you know, I had less than 2.5 months to work on the ground. And alhamdulillah, you know, with the help of Allah, I went on the ground. I couldn't do much because I was appointed the operations director of Action Estate. So I had so much on my plate to make sure that the ammunition, what we got to give on the ground to win this thing. And I'm saying openly that, you know what, if we had somebody else besides Makosi Kosa, we should have had 10 feet in the council, because she's coming from the ANC, and people thought, you know what, another ANC is coming to Action Estate. That made it very, very difficult for Ashafa.
Yes, Ahmed, I'm looking at a message here. Babu says, Assalamu alaikum, Ahmed. I'm seeing like a headline which says exclusive Itikweni municipal manager plots to remove electricity head. What is that story all about, Ahmed? How do you respond to Babu?
Shafat, sometimes, you know, in council, when you don't get, like the city manager doesn't get his weight, then obviously put pressure and either you resign or they put you in another department. And that's where the problem is at the moment, because, it, you know, the city manager is accountable for the running of the city in terms of making sure that the service delivery is there for the community. And the pressure is so much, especially with the electricity at the moment, they can't just cope with that. And that is the reason. And he cannot, the department head cannot take the pressure anymore, and the city manager cannot. So they will, now what they do is they will bring somebody else here. Take a very typical example I'll give you. Slingo Beach School, Shafat. When we had the old, like the small huts and all we had in the school, we had those things were erected.
Those are prefabs, yeah.
Prefabs, yeah, Shafat, the prefab. And you had the roof there, and the, even in the school, because it was such an old school, all the piping, everything was rusted, and all our children were getting diarrhea, and they used to get sick very, very often. When we started putting pressure, because that school was earmarked to be graded to A grade, and every time we used to put the pressure, they used to take that principal, they took Pillay out, and they brought Governor. Then we put more pressure, they took Governor, and they brought somebody else there. Now you have to restart the whole ball game again. Now, telling him what went wrong here. Now he, you know what they do is, that way they buy time, because now new guy is there. That guy say, hey, hold on. I just came in here 1 month ago. You're putting pressure. You're called up a meeting. You want answers from me. I can't answer. That principal was here. He was handling it with the department, with the public work. And nothing. Then I got the wind of it, and then Nanabai was there, who helped me and to get more information from the council and from the public work. Our funding was then taken away from Slingo Beach and went for a school in Tongat. Now, who did this? The late Raj Bansi did that. When I got the wind of this and I had the documentation, I went to public works, I saw the paperwork, everything, I said, there's it, yeah. I got it now. I picked up a call and I met with Raj Bansi. I said, you know, Raj, I kept one copy at my office because, you know, he's like a gangster in time. I said, listen here, I'm going to bring a high court application. I'm going to expose you so badly, you and your party all are gone. Shafat, you won't believe it. Within 72 hours, Metal building contractors were on site at Slingo Beach School, Shabbat. This is what happened in government. When you put pressure, this is what they do. They take you out, they put you in some other rural area. By the time you get to know the people and get the things working, then when people come back to him, They'll move you, they keep shoveling them around, so to buy time that way, Shabbat.
Yeah, it's a good story, you know, to bring forth. And but today, I mean, even if you go with your documents to present the officials, they say, "Ah, come, I'll meet you in court." Why they are not like that, Ahmad? They have no fear whatsoever.
No, but Shafat, you know, to even like we went to court and for the raw suit that is going into the river and the sea. They are panicking so badly at the moment. They said we want an out of court settlement. We said we don't want a court of out of court settlement. We said the only time we will concede to an out of court settlement, action and say we'll concede, is when you show us proof that you have already sorted the pumps out there, you have done that A, B, C, D, everything. Then we will see it has been done. Then we will okay, fine. We will do an out of court settlement. You pay our costs. We don't have a problem. But nothing is being done, and they're talking about a settlement to take it off the court roll. We said no ways.
Okay, this message says, "Assalamu alaikum, brother Shafat Ahmad Khan, Ahmad Parak. I and three of my other friends, we take a walk on the Durban beachfront, and then we end off near Moses or Mabida Stadium, where we go and have our coffee at a well-known outlet. Ahmad, I want to know from you, what about the city disputes about the allegation that Moses Mabida Stadium is collapsing, and the city disputes that it is collapsing? It is not collapsing. But Ahmad, I want to know, how true is this? We are listening to you on our apps, on our phone, loud and clear. Ahmad, how do you respond to our brother here?
Shafat, we have went and did an inspection in the Moses Mabida. There's a lot of cracks. What we are saying to the city manager, the mayor, the stadium is from 2010 to now is 13 years in use. The contractor who was given, Greenacre, was given this work. And in the first 5 years, you have warranty, and they have not worked on the warranty. And this place is, some of the pillars they're talking about needs attention, the seating needs attention. You'll find all the tenants have already ran away from there, because you see the shops are empty shops. They have no tenants in those shops. Why are they gone? That must be a reason for them. Things are not working in that stadium. That is the actual truth, because we have already... The city and the city manager and the mayor will always cover up, because for the tourist industry, because that is an icon for the skies. You know, the sky bridge they have got, it's not running for the last 2-3 years. You know how much of revenue we are losing it. So the city has got a beautiful statement, but it has not been maintained. And this is where our problem is. They need to get people there, the right contractor, and fix it up, because that stadium can bring us a lot of money in.
Message here, it says, "Assalamu alaikum, Ahmad, the acting public protector, Koleka Ka. Has given us a disturbing news that Cyril Ramaphosa is not guilty of pala. What's happening here, Ahmad?
Shafat, I can't understand. When Fraser gave so much of evidence and photos, proof of everything, and that money was physically found in that possession, when you speak to SARS, SARS saying, no, we, for us, CR is concerned, he's compliant in every field, in all his businesses, in terms of his tax affairs, everything is compliant. For us, the Palapala matter is, that is under investigation. I can't understand. First, he wanted to buy time. He went direct to the Concord. The Concord had to send it back to Parliament to say, you know what? You cannot bring this matter, because it hasn't come before the full council at council level, at the parliament level. Therefore, you cannot bring it back to, you cannot bring it to us. So you have to first discuss this in parliament before. Now, what he done then is the public protector and acting public protector, that is given the go ahead to say that he hasn't done anything wrong. So now this matter here, In fact, all the opposition, including us, then we will take this matter up very, very seriously, because end of the day, there is evidence. How can you have evidence and you still come, you say there's no, I haven't done anything wrong?
Absolutely, Ahmed, and a message here says, Assalamu alaikum. Ahmed, let's be honest that everywhere from the municipality to the parliament, young people are marginalized, because young people are the change makers, and they should be the agents that will be taking the country forward. But Cyril Ramaphosa, his cabinet, and all the other municipalities only got old bullies working there. They all are pension age, but they still want to have a double pay, and they're not delivering. How do you respond to this, Ahmed?
Shafat, in fact, this is the problem that we face in Action SA as well. And the chairperson made, he says, we don't want to be running an old age home with the members in parliament or city, municipality or the province for the 2024 election. We want young blood. We can train them. In fact, after my 5 years of this thing, we need to bring in younger blood there and train them in, or even leave government. We're talking about our own institution as well, Shafat. There's a lot of our own institution. We need to bring in the young guys to assist and run this thing. In fact, when I formed this Rescue 786, I brought in young guys. There's an advocate, he's just becoming an advocate, Tahir Bayat. He's only, I think, 24, 25 years old. And I brought him in. I said, there's a guy we'll be able to train, we'll be able to coach him, we'll be able to tell him how organizations are run, how to. And then he showed me a few things in the Constitution when we were doing our Constitution. And then he polished that thing at that young age of, he's still becoming a fully fledged advocate, and he has been assisting. So there's the opportunity for us, even in our own organization, to bring in young blood to take our organization to another level. And this is what is also needed in government. When you see the Minister of Justice, he's a young guy. Guys like that should be leading for the forefront of any government and everything. There's so many brilliant, brilliant youngsters in various fields, but they don't give them the opportunity. This is the problem we face with Shafat.
A very valid point indeed. Many of our DAO organization has to bring in new blood and motivate them to come in. But it seems as if it's been run by a custodianship and so forth. That's another topic altogether. As I look at a message from Exxon, and he says, Assalamu alaikum. Here in the Western Cape, we got guts. We have told, our mayor has told EFF that there is no such thing as a march on 20th March. We are going to do our things. Our business will run as usual. But the rest of the country are scared. They are falling prey to the unions and EFF and so forth. Why are we allowed to be held hostage by these hooligans? Ahmed, how do you respond to Exxon?
Shafan, in Cape Town, it's run by the DA. KZN is run by the ANC. And every province has got its own unique way of things running. We're not scared. In fact, our people here on the ground are actually ready to say that, whatever happens, we're going to protect our lives, our property. It's not going to happen what happened in the looting in last year. So end of the day, people have to protect. And the position is this. If you want to do a march or anything, it must be peaceful. You can do, people are entitled to do the marches and everything, but it has to be done peacefully. You cannot damage. And furthermore, you still have to get consent from the city police. You have to get consent from the council. You cannot go and do a march if you haven't got the proper consent. If you haven't got the consent and it becomes an illegal march, and that's where the problem comes in. And then EFF have got a mentality of their own. They bring the youth from the universities, colleges, and all that. And, these are radicals now. This is where our problem comes in. So we have to also, if they drag the police force in, if they destabilize the whole province and the country in terms of the police, then they'll have to look at the army to come in to assist and protect the community at large.
Salih Ahmad, a great morning in your company. And as usual, Straight Talk has a very high rating. And JazakAllah to you for that. Your parting words this morning.
Shabbat, I don't think, you know what, if you've got yaqeen in Allah, make dua, make lots of dua, ask for forgiveness, say, you know, this is a good month of Shaban, Shaban, we've got a few days before Ramadan, make dua, inshallah, Allah make it easy for everyone. And in fact, you know what, have full yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will protect us.
Inshallah, we will be protected. Ahmad, you have a mashallah beautiful day ahead. We'll talk to you soon. Assalamu alaikum. Ahmad, by the way, our Nazir Vanya, we have to, you know, embrace him. We need to celebrate him. I mean, Nazir was talking to me about the operations event. You know, he had an illness. But today, he's one of the strongest men in Africa. Ahmad, talk to me about that. Our own Nazir Vanya.
Shafar, I played soccer with Nazir, and he's super fit. For him to do the Ironman and win the Ironman competition. Now, I think today he's going to be in PE. I think he's going to be taking for the next step of the Ironman, and he's going to be in PE. And, you know, Allah has blessed him, and, he's super, super fit. Allah make it easy for him for today's event, and inshallah, Allah make it, I think he will do well, because, you know, he's dedicated, and what he has done for us, especially Fingo and the Muslim community at large, to say that, you know what, we are also there for this country, and we can also do it, Shabbat.
Yeah, Nazir Vanya, you're listening to us. We embrace you. We celebrate you. And I had the privilege of playing table tennis with him. I played cricket with him. And tennis also. So alhamdulillah, we played many sports together. But already, our beach boys are already flying the flag. Ahmad, you have a mashallah day ahead. We'll talk to you soon. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.